Monday, July 26, 2021, 6:32 a.m. I didn't get up super early today. I got up at 3:30 in the morning. Took a leisurely path to the studio/garage to paint. And started painting. So I painted for about an hour and a half. And one change I've made on the big panel, I did it a couple of days ago, several days ago. In the lower left-hand corner of the painting, I had two white people with blindfolds, duct tape over their mouths, and manacles on their wrists. And they're, I guess I'm portraying them as working class type people because they got the orange shirts on and the blue jeans. I guess that would be a good symbol. And what I did was I changed them from white people because I did that and it really didn't seem right to me for some reason. I really didn't think about it too much. But so I changed it to people of color. And I guess you could call them black. They're dark brown for sure, either way. But making them pretty much black with the blindfold gag and manacles on is, I think, is a better idea of what I'm trying to say with that. And that because there's a, I also painted in a little ant holding up the sign, which I haven't put the wording in yet, but the sign's going to say, in the name of safety, I give you my soul. And I think that's pretty much what happened this past year and a half or so. Everybody, in the name of safety, gave up a lot of their rights, you know. And I think people have been taken advantage of. There were, it's like, you know, they had a real strict lockdown here in California. My complaint was that the arbitrary number in our church, like I said, 25% of the capacity of the room, and I think the capacity of a room is like 890 something or 80 something in our church, or 100 people, whichever is less. And that's real arbitrary. And because I think you could actually social distance pretty good with more people than 100 in there. But anyway, so our state, California, has had locked down pretty severely. And the state of Florida did not lock down that severely. And yet the infection rates and death rates, at least the infection rates, I don't know about the death rates. The infection rates are pretty close together. They're tracking statistically pretty close. So was it really that necessary to have businesses shut down for that long? With little carve-outs for certain people, good buddies, or personal advantages. Our governor has a winery, and his business did not have to shut down or was exempted from his mandates, and other businesses weren't. That the one that was on the video on TV of this restaurant owner was trying to stay in business, trying to keep things going, and she and they said, well, you can have outdoor dining in Los Angeles. So she created this big giant outdoor area with tents and everything and tables so that people could in her parking lot so that people could actually be served out there. And she was told that, we're going to really have to clamp down now, and that's not, you can't do that anymore either. But then within a certain short time, a movie company came around, and in order to feed its employees on the movie set, or TV set or whatever, a filming set, that they had an almost identical, if not identical, from what I saw, serving situation for them. And the owner of the restaurant said, "Hey, this is bullshit," which it was. Because here's her trying to stay in business, doing what the government said, and then being told by the government, "No, you got to shut down now because we're not allowing even outdoor dining, and this is not safe enough." And but yet, our good buddies who are paying a big fee for a filming license or whatever, and bringing in money in for the city, they get to have their identical food serving situation here for their employees, and literally, in the same parking lot. Anyway, so it was this giving up our rights this past year and a half, in the name of safety, is something that we really should take a hard look at. And like I said, I changed them from white to black, basically. And anybody that would any group of people that would definitely not want to be blindfolded, gagged, and manacled would be, and give up their soul, would be the black people, who are very sensitive to being treated like slaves. But yet, our whole society was, and still is, doing that, willing to give up their rights and freedoms in the name of safety, with questionable logic as to what we're asked to do. So that's what I've been working on, and I've been putting a couple of coats on there to make it look a little better, lightening and darkening the edges and stuff like that to bring out the image. The ant holding the sign is, I've always had an idea about ants living in the Mojave Desert for a couple of years. One of my favorite things to do was to observe the ants. We had an ant colony close to our front door out there, and they were very industrious. You come by and you mess up their little whatchamacallit, their little mound that they're doing, and very next day it's it's built up again. So it was always very interesting. And then I was taught how to make an ant farm, which I did, and I got to watch them just mindlessly do what they naturally do, build a tunnel and stuff within a jar for whatever reasons, and but ants are kind of like mindless little workers that do what they're told, and are pretty much predictable, live in a very structured life, with no hope of being something different than what they're assigned to be. And which is kind of against what I think Americans have been raised to do. Although there's Americans that think that maybe that's what we ought to do. We ought to not waste our money on people that have an ambition to be something that don't have the aptitude for it, and even though they themselves would like to put their time and effort into at least trying to be that, what they aspire to be, and would rather have them just say, no, you're only good for being a janitor, so just be a janitor and just be happy about that. So that's pretty much what we are against here in the U.S. Is assigning people their role in life when they're willing to make an effort to better themselves. And that's the bad thing about too much power to the government. They would, in the name of keeping their budgets low, pretty much just trample all over people's rights. You know. Anyway, let's see. Today, we're taking care of my friend Ben's cats, and so we're gonna go down there today. Today's a major water day, I could call it that, I guess. I get more involved with the watering than I do. But I do water every day at this point, but I do get more involved on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I also have to go for my walk today. I want to deal with some other yard work out there. So I'm going to stop painting and cut this short, because if I keep on painting, I'm not going to have time to do any of that stuff. Although I still want to deal with some of this painting stuff that I'm doing, but I'm just going to stop. So let me call it a wrap for this posting, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, or maybe earlier, who knows.